This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. officials are reacting to a joint statement by China and Russia on the Russian war on Ukraine. The statement was issued Tuesday in Moscow, where Chinese President Xi Jinping held 2 days of talks with his host, Russian President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House on Tuesday said there is nothing from the talks and agreement between the Chinese and Russian leaders that gives hope the war in Ukraine is going to end anytime soon.
They should urge President Putin to cease bombing cities, hospitals, and schools, to stop the war crimes and the atrocities, and end the war today.
Kirby added that while China should not be considered a neutral party, the United States has seen no indication the Chinese are poised to provide the Russians with lethal weapons. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. will speed up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
After months of Ukraine pressing for the heavily armored and armed tanks, the Pentagon announced in January it would send a newer variant of the Abrams. But that would have taken a while. Now officials have decided to send a refurbished older model Abrams.
This is about getting this important combat capability into the hands of the Ukrainians sooner rather than later.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they can come from existing army stocks and will be easier for Ukrainian forces to learn how to both use and maintain them. The goal is to have the 70-ton tanks on the battlefield by the fall. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. is trying to tamp in any anger from China over an upcoming stopover by Taiwan's leader. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen is tentatively scheduled to transit through New York March 30th before heading to Guatemala and Belize. This is VOA News. Passengers should expect more disruption at French airports on March 23rd due to strikes in France in protest against plans to increase the French retirement age, the DGAC Civil Aviation Authority said on Wednesday. The United States said Tuesday it was imposing a new round of sanctions on Iranian firms and people accused of procuring equipment used for Iranian drones. The U.S. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control coordinated with the FBI to designate 4 firms and 3 people in Iran and Turkey for allegedly buying equipment, including European-made engines, to be used for Iran's drone and weapons programs. While Turkey continues to recover from last month's deadly quakes that killed tens of thousands, there are still concerns about how building structure contributed to the number of deaths. VOA's Dorian Jones reports.
Many people blame shoddy construction. Istanbul is Europe's most populous city, home to more than 15 million people, and is prone to quakes. Its mayor, Ekrem İmamoğlu, warns the city faces an unprecedented threat. He said, "We don't know when the earthquake will hit. To let our people live in buildings that threaten their lives is, God forbid, to knowingly let them die." A municipal website allows residents to request their buildings be checked. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
In May, just 3 months after the powerful earthquake struck, Turkish residents will head to the polls. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will face the biggest test of his 20-year rule then, in elections that will decide not only who leads the country, but how it is governed, where its economy is headed, and what role it may play to ease conflict in Ukraine and the Middle East. The presidential and parliamentary votes are set for May 14th. A new report says 26% of the world's population doesn't have access to safe drinking water, and 46% lack access to basic sanitation. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The UN World Water Development Report 2023 came Tuesday on the eve of the first major UN conference on water in over 45 years. The report paints a stark picture of the huge gap that needs to be filled to meet UN goals to ensure all people have access to clean water and sanitation by 2030. The editor-in-chief of the report, Richard Connor, says the estimated cost of meeting the goals is somewhere between $600 billion and $1 trillion a year. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For all of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.